All right, it is December, the end of 2017.
Wow.
And we are, is the second week, and we are in Terre Haute with Mayor Duke Bennett. Thank you once again for having us here today.
It's always good to be here, and I appreciate you guys doing this.
We'll get to more end of year and looking ahead to 2018 at the end of the show, but we'll start with some business, some old business, I guess. Read a report right before I made my way over here today. The Tribune Star reports a $6 million loan the city has with Vigo County, paying interest only. City finance chair says it's time to pay more than the interest. Is there a plan for paying off that?
Yeah, we have a plan. We just haven't got it approved through the SRF yet. All of our bonds, and in this case, it's a bond anticipation note that the county decided to buy versus us doing it on the open market. So it benefited them and it benefited us both. And it's due in 2021. And so instead, we never had intended to make just one big payment at the end. We want to pay as we go. And so all that's already in process. We just don't have a formalized plan approved by the SRF yet, but we will very soon.
What do we need to know about end of year city budget, how it's taking shape as we hit the new year?
Good. So
good. You know, okay.
Once again, we're moving in the right direction. We had a balanced budget for this year, and we'll come in under budget for the general fund and overall also. Next year, we have a balanced budget again. So, you know, one thing we did that gets people confused a little bit, but it's the part about the 1782 notice and the reduction of our budget for this year. We made all those changes and the things that we were going to do in December or in November, and then they'll be finished up here in December. There's some things we're doing in a council meeting this week and that will wrap up our financial things for this year. But what it's allowing us to do is just take another step forward. And so we're trying to eliminate that deficit in the general fund, but we have a balanced general fund, so we're not contributing to that deficit anymore. And so that'll be three straight years where that's a really good thing from our perspective. And so it's just like, finally, we've kind of reached a point where we've leveled it off, but now we're starting to dig into that deficit. And so depending on what happens with the public safety, local option income tax here, that will determine how quickly we can eliminate that altogether.
You said something needs to happen this week in City Council with the budget.
We just have some money that we move around, the typical end of the year kind of things that we do. And so once they approve all those, then that'll give us our final things we do to the budget to put us in the best possible shape at the end of the year. And so once again, moving in the right direction.
2018 budget, that's been approved?
Yes.
And the state has approved it?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
We're waiting on the state. So
okay.
Council approved it. We submitted it. When I checked on their little calendar, or their map, I should say, and their calendar of events, they've not started our review yet. But I would say that should happen by the end of the year, and hopefully we'll get it back by end of January, 1st of November, or 1st of February. I'm so sorry. I was thinking about November, some stuff we just completed with them, but this is it takes them about a month or 45 days to approve it, and they haven't started our review yet.
I wanted to revisit the $70 million sewer bond, which is the next phase, right, of the city's long-term control plan.
Uh-huh.
It was withdrawn due to the amount of the request from the city council.
Well, we withdrew it. The administration withdrew it because there was just some controversy with it, with the council. I think some didn't quite understand all of it. Some of them just didn't want to do it, and we have to move forward with the project. So what we're doing right now, we will close on a bond in January that's already been approved by the sanitary district, and that will do our engineering. So we'll go out and we'll do all the design work on this next phase, and then we'll put it out to bid, we'll get the bids back, and then we'll go back to the council and borrow what we need to build it. What we asked before was, here's a ceiling, just go ahead and approve them together, and we'll have a ceiling on it, and then when we get the bids back, we'll only borrow what we need. Well, some of them apparently didn't feel comfortable with that, so couldn't make it any more transparent or cleaner now the way we're doing it.
I know we've reported on this already, but I just want to get your take here on the show about the city looking at the possibility of parking meters and how they may not only add some revenue, but it also helps control mm-hmm. the downtown parking. Has there a committee been made
we're,
for
we're
looking
forming
into that
the committee
yet?
Right now. We haven't had our first meeting yet. Not sure we'll be able to pull it off before the holidays because everybody's schedule, but we're putting that committee together. ISU has appointed a couple people to it, downtown Terre Haute, of course the city, and then we want to get a few other people, interested parties. So it's all about gathering information. We're going to do a survey of all the downtown business owners. We'll take a look at ISU's perspective of this, because a lot of it is students that are parking downtown. And really just try to get a handle on all that before we decide whether we're even going to do parking meters or not. That may be part of the solution. It may not be. It depends on if we can get a scenario where it does help control the traffic, you know, moving in and out of there, so we don't have people, because we've got some students that are willing just to pay the ticket, so they'll stay a length of time. So how should we deal with that? We want turnover. We want people to come downtown and shop and eat and those things, but you got to keep it reasonable. So there's a lot of things we want to look at. It's a great problem to have. I tell people that all the time. I'd much rather have that than nobody park downtown at all, because there's nothing to do. And so things have grown and improved so much downtown over the last 10 years that we're kind of having a little bit of an issue with that. And so I'm hopeful this committee will be able to help us kind of bridge some of the gaps out there. It'll give everybody a forum to be able to talk about the issues and the positives and the negatives, and then we'll come out of it with some solutions.
Right now, is it two-hour parking downtown?
Yes.
Okay.
And we have a meter maid, if you will. That's what the old name, you know, but she's our traffic enforcement officer that comes along and chalks the tires and writes tickets for people who exceed it. But that's a lot of work, you know, that's a lot of effort to do in a big area. And so we want to look at using technology maybe to help us, you know, solve some of these issues.
Well, and we've seen this in Bloomington too. We've talked about this a lot here in Terre Haute, of all these downtown buildings that are coming into the downtown area, but they're more focused on the student
We've
residents.
Had a little bit of both, but yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so then it creates, of course, more people, which is what you want.
Exactly.
But these are some of those little after effects of having more people downtown.
And so once again, it's a good problem to have, but we just got to figure out how we address it in the long term, because, you know, there's more things on the horizon.
Road construction updates.
Margaret Avenue, we're really kind of ahead of schedule just a little bit. I don't try to overplay that too much, because it's hard to be on schedule most of the time, but we're a little bit ahead. The utility work, relocating the utilities, is right where we want them to be. It's been a good fall so far. The weather's been very cooperative. I don't know what the winter will hold, but right now we're doing great. We still intend to open that in October of next year. So we'll open the overpass at 19th and Margaret, that new stretch of Margaret Avenue. We also just completed a major paving project on the north side from 25th Street to Fruit Ridge on Fort Harrison Road. Very bad condition, but we did that. That's a very big road and very serves an industrial area on that north side. And so we got that in just under the end of the paving year. And of course we got 7th Street done this year. So that was our really three big projects we've been working on.
I wanted to bring up the convention center talk again, just because I know in Bloomington on Wednesday night, there's a big vote on funding a convention center. Kokomo, supposedly, don't know what it is yet, but it was going to have some announcement on Friday, and wanted to just get your take on this again. Has anything more came up since we've last talked about Terre Haute or public-private partnerships or anything?
Not that I can talk about publicly yet, but we are working with some folks, and I'm certain that we will put something together. But location, size, those things have not been determined yet, but we are continuing to work on this, and we all of us want to make this happen.
And the $25 million still kind of being set to the side for this project, that hasn't gone away.
The county and the Convention Tourism Bureau have all still got that same $25 million commitment.
Does the county need to ask any Indiana legislators for any more innkeeper food, beverage tax yet, or is that too early in this
project? I think at some point we want to revisit the food and beverage tax. So that may be something that we talk about in this session. Whether it's something they'll act upon or not, I don't know. We would love to be able to put those funds directly into the CIB so we can do community projects. The first one being a convention center, but other projects down the road. And so knowing that Bloomington's looking, you know, to do that same kind of a thing, they've already got the legislature approval and have had it for many, many years, but their county council, you know, the council has not adopted it. So we still need to get that part of the legislation done so it's available to us locally. And we're still gonna be talking about that. We'll see if we can get that done in the coming years.
We had a really good talk with Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight about the economic activity that a downtown convention center can have, because it brings, not only brings people in, but it puts them in a city they may not normally go visit.
Exactly.
And then they may come back, or they may bring their business here.
Right.
So I assume this is still a big deal for Terre Haute.
It's a huge deal. We don't have any convention space or rentable space. I mean, we are down to barely anything. And so even for a small group to come here for an event, it's difficult. We got plenty of hotel rooms. We just don't have a place for them to gather and have the small conventions. You know, I always say, we're not trying to compete with Indianapolis. It's nothing like that. And I'm sure Mayor Goodnight would say the same thing in Kokomo. Whatever they're trying to do, is it's the same philosophy. We want more people to come downtown. In order to do that, you have to create a destination for them, and then they'll go and visit our shops and stay in our hotels and eat in the restaurants and spend their money here. That's what it's all about. They're going to go somewhere and do that. Why not Terre Haute?
And right now, I mean, you said there's not much of an option. Where do people go right now?
We don't have much. You know, you can rent some space from ISU, Holman Center, you know, for a big event, but there's really no convention space where you can have breakout rooms and then bring everybody together in a central, you know, for a big dinner or lunch. We can't do that. We don't have those facilities available to us.
Last I heard, not much talk on the Vigo County jail situation. That may come back up but January, February, but you haven't heard anything.
No,
though, either,
just
have
they've
you?
Got some consultants working on some things, and I think that's what everybody's kind of waiting on. Let's verify some information. Let's do some that next step, I guess, maybe that, you know, and so the timing's a little off, but that's what they're doing, and then I think things will ramp back up again once that happens.
Holiday season upon us. Any traditions here in Terre Haute that people should take part of or that you like to?
We did the miracle on 7th Street, you know, the first weekend in December. Tremendous turnout. We had, I don't know exactly what the count was of people who came out to the parade. There were almost 70 units in the parade. But we had, over the 2 days, you know, 15, 17,000 people were downtown those 2 evenings. And so it was a tremendous turnout, great event. We gave out some checks this week. The committee did, the Miracle on 7th Street Committee, to some local not-for-profits, and it just was a tremendous activity. Right now, we do have our Deming Park, you know, the Christmas in the Park, and so people are coming out there. I mean, every night there are hundreds and hundreds of vehicles coming through Deming Park to see the light display. You know, we'll have, I don't know what the numbers will be at the end, but based on the early numbers, it's going to be a tremendous, it may be a record year for us of vehicles coming through Deming Park.
So this is the last show of 2017. If we maybe, you know, take a little bit look back, kind of year in review, what are some of the big items that really shaped Terre Haute this past year?
Well, I think the housing projects downtown are just unreal. Who would have ever thought? I mean, I didn't think we'd be able to pull off that much in such a short period of time. We've got a couple of other projects out there that are looking for getting funding approval that may happen. One of them on the east side of downtown, and one kind of on that south side of downtown that'll be more geared towards people who, you know, they're not going to be market rate apartments. So they'll have some public assistance with that. We need that, you know, so we got some things for students, we got market rate apartments, and we've got some assisted, you know, financial assistance type of housing coming. You know, that's been a huge for this year, to see these projects continue to occur. Getting community crossings money was big for us to be able to help with 7th Street, but then now help us next year even with the other part of 7th Street we need to do. That was a big deal for us. You know, we've had there's been ups and downs, but from an economic development perspective, we've got a whole list of projects that are either have started or will soon be underway. They're going to bring several hundred jobs to Terre Haute. You know, those are all great stories to tell. I know that I've got another couple ribbon cuttings this week yet. I'm going to get really close to 50, which that's kind of a magic number for me. That's a pretty phenomenal amount of ribbon cuttings to do in 1 year. So we're seeing a lot of positive, you know, things happen. There's been some negative things that have happened, obviously, but the positives way outweigh those negatives. And so I've just been excited about a very successful year. There's some things we need to continue to work on, especially from a budget perspective. I'm feeling like we've stabilized it. We're making that progress, but we want to get over the hump of the clearing out that deficit in the general fund. So when you kind of look back and then you kind of look forward a little bit, say, okay, what did we accomplish this year and what's coming next year? It's a much better position ending this year going into next than we've had in about 4 years when we kind of hit rock bottom with our property tax caps. And so now things have stabilized a little bit. I'd love to see our assessed values go up. That would solve a lot of our issues. We're trying to work together with the school corporation and the county and do some things to share information amongst ourselves about our big projects that are coming up. And so, you know, there's been a lot of good come out of a lot of these things that have created some consternation for people with the jail and the schools are going to have to be replaced. And nobody wants to pay more. We get that. But some of these things we have to do from a quality of life perspective. So I feel really good where we're at finishing the year and moving into 2018.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. May Same we come back in 2018?
Yep. Well, I'm sure we'll see you in January.
And, okay.
You know, we'll kind of see how the year really finished, but I'm feeling really good about the holidays, and I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday season.